Amen. On that note, I'm going to try to share with you guys what God put in my heart in 15 minutes, if I still remember. But I got my notes, and like Becky said, I'm not going to follow my notes. In the end, right? But if I were to put a title on this message, this short message, about a guy that has such a long story in the Bible, it's about Peter. And if I would put a title on Peter's journey, which I'm going to try to preach in 15 minutes, I would say, dress up, local missionary. Dress up. And hopefully we're going to understand what that means in the end. But the story of Peter is one of redemption, of remaking of his identity, of his character, who he is as a person. Throughout the whole time that he's following Jesus, he is doing right things, bad things, right things, bad things. But it comes a time that Jesus will dress him up. It also displays the true nature of Jesus, his character as a loving and just God. He loved Peter through all his mistakes, but he was just with Peter. He spoke the truth with Peter. He corrected him. He rebuked him, and he loved him. I love to see Peter as a local missionary. He had to preach Jesus to the people around him first. You know, he went to Cornelius' house, a Gentile. Who does that? Who does that? Who goes to somebody else's house who mocked them their whole life? That's what the Roman Empire did. They enslaved them. They charged them ridiculous taxes. And I imagine Peter growing up with his mom, you know, his dad, whatever. We're going to know when we get to heaven, right? Maybe. But I imagine Peter growing up under the Roman Empire. Can you imagine? You are there in your own country and you have this army going there and ripping everything out of your loved place. And you have to grow up with that. And one beautiful day, you have to preach Jesus to those people. Peter, the local missionary. He started out in Matthew 4. He says this. As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Fishermen. Jesus said, "Come, follow me, and I will send you out to fish for people." At once, they left their nets and followed him. But here's the catch. They did not change at once. They followed Jesus at once, but they did not change at once. Like, Jesus, follow me. Okay, I'm a new person. Hey, I'm Jesus, love you, Jesus. No. They fall time after time after time. Oh, Peter, the local missionary. Jesus is basically saying, follow me and I will make you a missionary to people around you. The ones that you used to hate. The ones that you don't like. The problem is that Peter is probably full of himself. He's a fisherman. You know what fishermen back in the days used to do? got in a boat, not a boat that you go here on Sempo and Copos and buy, you know, boat with engine. No, a boat, man, and go all the way into the ocean and fight the ocean. They were rough men. We're talking about men, you know, not men that plays PlayStation 4 like me, you know. We're talking about rough men that goes out into the ocean and fish and work and nights and days. Don't you think he was full of himself? Don't you think he had a high confidence, like self-confidence, like, I can do this. Man, I don't go into the ocean, you crazy? I don't go in a pool. I'm gonna go into the ocean. Are you nuts? You have to be self-confident. You have to really be a courage, you really have to trust in yourself. That was Peter. He learned his whole life how to be independent and strong. He learned how to take care of himself. A fisherman. Confident man. Who only cared about him and his loved ones. Because he had to. That's his life. But despite the unknown scenario that Jesus offered to Peter, he followed Jesus around. Not perfect. Not getting all things right all the time, but he followed Jesus around. He did not know that to be a fisherman of people, he would have to deal with people. He did not know that. So nice, right? Ha, I'm going to be a missionary, la, la, la. And then frustration comes. And then somebody betrayed you. And then somebody gossip about you. And then somebody don't like you. And then somebody says no in your face. I'm going to be a missionary for Jesus. What about a local one? What about talking to your family? And they mock you. What about talking to your family and they mock you? What about talking to your neighbor like she did? And they come up with an empty plate. That's bad. I'm making jokes or else I'm going to cry for real. I cried making this thing, so for real. He probably thought that a fisherman of people will be just like being a fisherman of fish. You get the net, you whoosh, you're gonna come to Jesus. Oh, I'm rough. You're gonna come to Jesus. My net is strong. Nah. In Jesus' ocean, it's his net. It's his net. It's not ours. To be honest, our net is full of holes, man. Full of holes. But Peter didn't know. The story continues. He followed Jesus around. Look at the list. He sees all marvelous miracles, the wonderful miracles. He sees Jesus doing crazy things. Who throws some dust and spit on somebody else's eye and they see, man. They see those things. They see all the miracles. Peter says that Jesus is the Messiah. He sees Jesus' transfiguration. He sees Jesus' transfiguration. We don't have no idea what is that. It's like me up here and then like, and then I'm God. And then, you know, I'm me again. This is nuts. He sees Moses and Elijah. To us, they're just like, you know, there in the Old Testament. But to Peter, he grew up, looking after those guys and listening about those guys and learning about these guys, man. And he sees them. He walks on water. Chris Angel himself, right? You guys don't know Chris Angel, probably. Yes, you do, okay? No, not with tricks, For real. He walked on water. Tell me now, if you see me walking on water, don't you want to follow me around? Like, this guy's got, you know, he got some. You know? However, he rebuked Jesus about Jesus' death. He basically said, Jesus, I know better. Okay? I know, you know, you have to die, blah, blah, blah. You just said this whole thing, but no, not you. I know better. Jesus rebuked him. He sunk after a couple steps in the water. Drowned. Went down. He violently cut a soldier's ear with a sword. That is the same guy who said that Jesus was the Messiah. There's the same guy who saw Jesus doing miracles. There's the same guy who followed Jesus around. There's the same guy, the local missionary. It's building his character with Jesus. And then the worst part, he denied Jesus three times. When apparently Jesus needed him the most, apparently, to him. Because Jesus was, I'm doing the will of my Father. Suffered. And when they come to Peter, Peter says, I don't know this guy. This guy? No. Not me, No hablo English. No, not me. No hablo Hebrew, not me. No speak Hebrew, not me. That's probably what he said. No, I don't know Jesus. This is Peter, the future local missionary. The one that's going to talk to Cornelius with power, boldness. The one who's going to speak to Jerusalem, and 3,000 is going to come to Jesus. This is Peter, the local missionary, the fisherman of people, a follower of Jesus who cares only about himself in the early ages of his walk with Christ. Mainly. In the passage about Jesus in the transfiguration in Matthew 17, he says, Lord, I love this. It is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up three shelters. One for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. We are going to live right here. Ain't going nowhere. Those people that need us down there, forget it. We are here, man. We got it. That's not what happened with us sometimes. You know, we got in our families, in our Brazilian culture. I'm good, man. I'm good eating some churrasco. I'm good, eating some rice and beans. Whatever they give me, I'll eat. I just want to be like right here. You know, I got it. I don't want to go anywhere, Jesus. Let's build a shelter and stay here. Don't that happen in churches? We get so comfortable inside. The AC is blazing. Not today, but most of the times the AC is just, pounding in church and you worshiping like today. And yes, don't we want to just stay there? Don't go anywhere. Like outside, people are going to mock me. Dress up. But Peter, he is about to answer the question of his life. He's about to answer that. It's a question that will separate him from young Peter to old Peter. I'm going to just give the background and jump straight to it. He's fishing. Jesus died. He just denied Jesus. And then he went right back to fishing. And then he was there fishing, and then Jesus appeared in the beach. Hey, guys, come. Throw your nets here. They did. Peter saw it. It's Jesus. Let's run. We're going to do this again. Yes. And then Jesus said, very truly, I tell you, when you're younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. And Jesus said that just to tell the type of death that Peter would suffer. And then he said, follow me. Before that, he asked Peter, do you love me, Peter, the way I do love you? Peter said, yes. And then Jesus said, so let me dress you up. And here's the deal. Sometimes he might dress you up with suffering. Sometimes he might dress you up with defeat. Yes, with victory, but it's not all victory. Sometimes he's going to dress you up with shame. Just like, oh, I'm doing this. They just said no to me, you know. From a society that is so self-centered, defeat is not a type of clothing. For a self-centered society, suffering, it's not a good t-shirt. It's not a good t-shirt. Let Jesus dress you. Let Jesus lead you. You guys can come up. We're going to worship a little bit more. But let Jesus dress you. He says that when we're young, I think I'm young, I'm still young. But when you're young, you just are so full of power and you go out and you want to do things your way. And then Jesus says, but when you grow up, you're going to have to stretch your arms and I will clothe you. I will lead you. And you know what happened when Jesus clothed you? You look like him. You know what happened when Jesus leads you? You go to places where he wants you to be. And that might not look good sometimes. That might look like suffering sometimes. That might look like people laughing at you because you believe in the Bible. It might look like that. But it still, he says, yield to me. Let me dress you up. Don't try to do things just on yourself. Don't try to look good for society. Let me dress you. He's great. He's great. He's good. Trust in him. Trust in the t-shirt that he's going to put on you. That t-shirt, that type of clothing will represent Jesus wherever you are. Let Jesus dress you. Let's stand up and worship. Amen. Father, I want to thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And we want to live that. We want to live this life where we're dressed by you, Lord. We want to live this life, Lord, because you know how great you are, Jesus. We know how great you are, Lord. Help us, Lord, to let you dress us up, Lord. To be local missionaries to people. To knock on our neighbor's door. To stop choosing who is our neighbor. Give us your eyes, Lord. Give us your clothing. Lead us in places that you want us there, Lord. We want to be led by you, Jesus. We want to stop being so self-centered and led by you, Jesus. We want to be led by you.